A proposed class action complaint has been filed in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida concerning cell phone text spam. The lawsuit alleges that Celebrity Cruises texted advertising spam touting a cruise giveaway to two members of the cruise line's VIP membership class. According to the law, if found guilty, each violation is worth damages of $500 and, if proven to be willful, $1,500 per instance. And Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas stopped in Freeport, Bahamas over the weekend to deliver more much-needed supplies to Grand Bahama Island. Passengers were told they would be making a relief stop to drop off food and supplies to the island that has left over 70,000 people homeless after Hurricane Dorian. And finally, the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism wants people to know that the Bahamas is actually made up of over 700 islands, and the Central Bahamas Islands and Southern Islands have not been impacted by Hurricane Dorian and are open for business. That includes Nassau. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.